The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Ketubot has been dedicated by our dear friend Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem Yishmineu V'Hayehu. May the zikut of the limud of Masechet Ketubot stand for him that he should have Be'azat Hashem, Hashanah Tovah Mborechet, Osher Ve'osher Ve'chavod, Shalom Bayit V'Hatzlacha Bechol Ma'aseh Yadav. And Be'azat Hashem, may he continue to be a supporter of Torah and all holy projects. Amen. Daf Mem He. Today's daf is being studied, the Eilun Nishmat Avraham ben Garaz, Avraham Ases, Alav Shalom, dedicated by Moshe Ases, Shem Shmeneu V'Hayehu. Avraham ben Garaz, Ruach Hashem Tenhenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, the Eilun Nishmat Avraham ben Esther, Ruach Hashem Tenhenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Refuah Shelema, Yosef ben Sarah, Rahamim ben Adel, Sarah bat Rachel, Elna Refan Elahem, Betoch Shar Chulei Amo Yisrael. Amen. Today's daf is being studied, Le'ailun Nishmat, Avraham ben Garaz, Avraham Ases, Alav Shalom, dedicated by Moshe Ases, Shem Shmineu V'Hayehu. Avraham ben Garaz, Ruach Hashem Tenhenu Began Eden. Amen. To begin today's daf on Mem Dalet Amud Bet, when we start three lines from the bottom. Tane Shila. Shila is the name of a Tana. So he taught. Shalosh Midot Benara. There are three laws that have different consequences, or different law, different rulings, I should say, regarding a Ne'ara Hamorasa. The Ne'ara that was engaged, and she was Zinta. She went with somebody else. So the punishment of a Ne'ara Me'orasa is Mita. She has death. So there are three laws that differentiate over here. Law number one. Ba'ula Edim Bebet Hamiha. Shizinta bebet aviha. If let's say witnesses came bebet hamia, that means in her father-in-law's house. That means after she got married, when she's already living by her father-in-law, the witnesses showed up and they testified shizinta bebet aviha. They testified that she was mezaneh when she was in arusa, when she was still living by her father's house. Understand? I mean, she was married to bet hamia. And they come and testify that she, when she was in Arusa, living by her father's house still, she committed znut. So the deen is, soklin ota al petach bet abiha. So the law is, they stone her to death. And where's the stoning take place? Petach bet abiha. At the entrance of her father's house. That's what Torah says. That she says, top line, da'ache ketiv. This is what the pasuk says, ve'otziu et ha'na'ara el petach bet abiha. They take the na'ara and they bring her to the entrance of her father's house. Ve'hai bebau edim bebet hamia ketiv. Now, the classic case of na'ara morasa shizinta is talking about where she was married already, and the witnesses came to testify on something she did when she was arusa. How do we know she was married already when the witnesses came? So that she says, "Dehab b'motzi shemra ketiv, demefaresh beklav va'eklav eleha." The pasuk says, "Va'eklav eleha." I was with her, right, and she's not a betula. Alma mishneset. So the whole story of Na'ara Merusah Shizinta happens after he gets married. Then the witnesses come and say something that happened before the marriage during the Irusin. Now, what's the reason why they stone her by her father's house? Kilomar Le'u Gidulim Shigiddaltim. As if to say, it was from this house. From this house came out this girl. Now, one way you can learn it is that it's giving like the parents of Musar, that there's from this house over there they raised such a girl. But the Mefashim learn a little differently. They're coming along and saying that you shouldn't think that the znut took place after she was in Nisu'ah. Because if the znut took place after she's in Nisu'ah, it's a different punishment. It's Chenek. So therefore they're
doing it by the father's house to show it happened here. It happened when she was still the Bet Abiyah, to justify the punishment of Sikila. That's why they're doing it by the father's house. Case number two. Ba'ula Edim Bibet Aviha Shizinta Bibet Aviha. Let's say the witnesses came when she was still in Arusa, right? She didn't get married yet. And they testified when she was still in Bet Aviha. Soklin Ota Petah Sha'ara'ir. So she still gets stoning because the law is again in Na'arame Urasa Shizinta. She gets Sikila. The only difference over here is they stone her by the gate of the city. Here you don't have to stone her by her father's house because everybody knows she didn't get married yet. So then you don't need to prove that she did it when she was not Usa. So obviously she did it when she's not Usa. In this case, we opt to do it by the gates of the city, which is more public. So people will know, this is the punishment you give to a Na'arame Urasa, that's Zinta. So the publicity factor takes place in the second case over here. Gemara continues, Sarcha ul besof bagra, which means, let's say the girl, she committed znut. We're talking about a case of Masha, Nahara Mu'arasa, there was witnesses, she committed znut when she was a Nahara, which normally the punishment is Sikila ul besof bagra. But then she became a bogeret, right? She became a an adult, so to speak, 12 and 6 months. Tidon behenik. So our punishment is what? Henik. And the rationale is because the law of a Na'ara Me'urasa Shizinta is only what? If she committed znut at the time that she was a Na'ara. Mm-hmm. However, if she commits the znut at the time that she's a Bogeret, the punishment is what? Henik. So the Hiddush over here is that even though she committed it at the time she was a Na'ara, but now bottom line, she became a Bogeret, so the punishment is going to be according to what she is now, meaning if she would have done it now, she would have got Henik. So if she gets Henik now as well, the Memra, to come and say what? That any time there's a change in the body, for example, in this case, she went from a Na'ara to a Bogeret, the death sentence changes as well. Because in this case over here, we don't go after the time of sin. We're going after the time of what she is now. Again, if she would have committed znut when she was a Bogeret, what would be the punishment? Henek. So therefore, now that she's a Bogeret, she's still going to get Henek. So the Gemara challenges this principle. Urmini, we have a contradiction. Na'ara Morasa, you have a girl that is Me'oreset. Shizinta, she committed zinut. Okay? Umishibagra, and what happened? Now she became a bogeret, and she got married. Okay? So she was an arusa, and then she became a bogeret, and she got married. Hotzi alea shemra. So the husband that came along was motzi shemra. Now what does motzi shemra mean? He's coming along and claiming that what? She was not a bitula. It's a little different than the last case. The last case is mamash, two witnesses came along and said she was in ta. Here it's his claim. He's coming along and saying, hey, listen, I didn't find that she's a bitula. So the deen is like this. Who eno loke ve'eno noten me'asila. Even though he was defaming her, he was wrong. He lied about her. But he does not get malkut and he does not pay the 100. Because the law of motzi shemra is he only has to pay the 100 coins to the father when he's motzi shemra, only if he defames her when she's a ne'ara. But since he didn't defame her until she became a bogeret, so the law of motzi shemra with malkut and the 100 does not apply. Since his defaming only came after she became a bogeret, he does not have malkut and he does not have to pay the 100. He vezome me'am makdimim lebet ha'sekila. Oh, but if it was true what he was saying, so both her and the witnesses that were disproven against her go to the bet ha'sekila, they get sekila. Now this statement obviously does not make any sense. Because in the case where she's guilty, so therefore either she's going to get sekila and the witnesses that testified are innocent. They're not going to get sekila. How do you have a case where both her and the witnesses that testified against her get sekila? The witnesses only get sekila if she is innocent. So how can the Gemara say, he vizomemeha, back to the Sekila? So the Gemara answers, he vizomemeha sakadaraka. The Gemara questions, what do you mean? He vizomemeha sakadaraka. Can it be both her and the witnesses get Sekila? Ela, oi, ozomemeha, makdimim lebeta Sekila. Which means it's or she gets Sekila in the case where she's guilty, or in the case where she wasn't guilty, the Adim that tried to kill her, they're going to get Sekila. But we have a question. The question already is established. You see over here, even though Now, she committed the crime when she was a Na'ara. And then she got married as a Bogeret. And still you're saying, what? The punishment is Sikida. So you see that you go after the time of the sin. You don't go after the time of what she is now. Let's read the question in Rashi. Rashi says, Lebet HaSekida, it's three lines before they get wide. Alma, Afalgav de'ishtane gufa, even though she changed. V'ilu zanai hashtav, she would commit znut now. As a bogeret, she would be punished by what? Bat heneki. Lo amnina nishtane kata, we don't say the death penalty changed. She still gets Sekida. So the case of Motsi Shemla is a direct contradiction to the case of Shila. I'll review the contradiction. The case of Shila was in a situation where she was a Nehara and she committed Znut. Means Nehara Me'orasa, there was witnesses. Not a Motsi Shemla case, but there were witnesses. She committed Znut. And then what? She became a Bogeret. She's still an Arusa, but she became a Bogeret. And what's the deen? Henek. Because bottom line, if she would have done it now as a Bogeret, she gets Henek. So therefore, now that they're judging it, she gets the punishment of Henek. So you could say the law of Ho'il v'ishtaneh gufa ishtaneh katala. Since her body changed, it was a physical change in her body, so the punishment changes as well. I think Gemara says Motsi Shemra, it's not like that. Because you see Motsi Shemra, a similar case. Where what? She was a Ne'ara, Ne'orasa, and she was Zinta. And then what? She got married. When she got married, she became a Bogeret, and the guy was Motsi Shemra on her. Now, even though right now, if she would commit this Znut, the punishment is Chenek, still you're going to backdate it and give her Sekila. So you see, even though Ishtane Gufa, lo Ishtane Katala, that's the Gemara's question. So Rava comes along and says, oh wait, you have no question. Amar Rava, Rava says, Motsi Shemra Kamart. You bring in a question from Motsi Shemra? Shani Motsi Shemra. Motsi Shemra is different. The Hiddushu. The whole law of Motsi Shemra is a Hiddush. Why? Deha Nichnesa Lechupa Velo Nib'ela Be'alma. A regular case. Not a case of Motsi Shemra. A regular case where a guy got married to a girl and then she committed Znut. Vizinta Behenik. If he's after already nisuin, what's the punishment of a lady that's zinta? The punishment is chenek. The ilu motzi shemra miskila. But motzi shemra, it doesn't change, which is even after she gets married and the guy is motzi shemra on her, the punishment still goes back to sekira. So therefore the whole deen is a chidush, which means like this. You're trying to ask a question from Motsi Shemra. Obviously, the mechanics of Motsi Shemra is different. Because in a regular case of Zinta, we see that what? There's a difference between if she was an Arusa, the punishment would be Sekila. If she was a Nisua, the punishment would be Henek. So therefore, similarly, I can tell you that just like there's a change between Arusa and Nisua, I can tell you there's a change between Ne'ara and Bogeret. That means if she committed the Znut when she was a Ne'ara and then she became a Bogeret, I'll come and tell you also that what? That since Bogeret, the deen is Chenek, so therefore I'll tell you that she gets Chenek as well now. But by the case of Motsi Shemra, you don't see a change, which means there's no difference between Arusa and Nisua. Ben, if she committed it when she was Arusa, and even if she was a Nisua, he was Motsi Shemra, another punishment is still Sekira. So I can argue and say that Motsi Shemra, it's a Hiddush. Just like there's no Chalik between Arusa and Nisua, maybe there's no difference between a Ne'ara and a Bogeret. That even if, what? She commits the crime when she was a Ne'ara and then becomes a Bogeret, she has a change in her body, I'll say, why? You still give it according to the old punishment. So don't bring me an ayah from that. So comes the Gemara and says, and let's read that inside now. First wide line, Motsi Shemra Ka'amart, Le'utbe. You want to ask from Motsi Shemra Asarha Ulbesov Magra to the case of where she was Zinta when she was an Arad and became a Bogeret, the Tani Tana, the Aidi Bebao, the Aidi Bebet Abia when she was Arusa, Shani Mita Haba'a Al Yete Hotsa'at Shemra. there's a difference between the punishment that comes ayideh motzi shemrat deba'al mishiniset, that when she got married, the hidushu. Already the whole law is a hidush. And we don't say that since if she would have done it now, she gets chenek, that she gets chenek. We said that even though she would do it now, she would get chenek, still we backdated from the time of the sin. So the Gemara's logic is just like there's no chiluk. Pay attention to the way I'm saying it. Just like there's no chiluk by Motzi Shemra between Arusa and Nisua, so too I'll say there's no difference between Ne'ara and Bogeret. Just like a change in status between Arusa and Niswa doesn't change the law that she's still going to get Sekira, so too I'll tell you what, that even though let's say she committed when she was a Nara, now she became a Bogeret, I'll tell you there's no status, she still gets Sekira. So you have no Ra'ayah to the case of Sarha. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Amar le Ravuna bered Rav Yoshua le Rava Dilma ki hadit rahmana hecha dilo ishtane gufa. Maybe the Torah's chidush that what she always gets sekila, that's when her body didn't change. Which means the Gemara wants to say maybe there's a difference between status change between arusa nisua to physical body change. Aval hecha ishtane gufa lo hadit rahmana. Which means like this. You tell me it's a chidush. Yeah, where did the Torah say it's chidush? That even though she was arusa when allegedly she committed this znut, now she's a nisua, and the guy's being motzi shemra on her at that time, which means even though if she would do it at that time, she's punishable by chenek, the chidush of motzi shemra, still she gets sekira. Good. That's a chidush in the Torah, by the way. That's a big chidush. That even though her status changed, she's still going to get sekira. But maybe the chidush was only said the gabeh, a status change, not by a physical body change, which I'll tell you, because that case was she was an Ara before and she was an Ara after. But who told you? Maybe when it's a physical change in her body, which means when she went from an Ara to a Bogeret, maybe the deen should be like the case of Sarha, that she should get the punishment of now. That just like Sarha gets Chenek, that the Notisha should also get Chenek. But the question is, you see, not like that, because the Braita clearly says that when she was in the Aran and committed this nude, then she became a Bogeret and got married, she still gets Sekira. So you see, the law is not like that. So you have a question now, we have a Stira between two statements. When it comes to a Ne'ara Me'orasa that committed Znut, and then she became a Bogeret, she's Ne'ara Me'orasa. She committed znut, she became a bogeret, still, the deen is she gets chenek. We go according to what she is now. But by the case of Motzi Shemra, she was a na'ara. She got married, she became a bogeret, and the guy was Motzi Shemra, and she was guilty. And what's the punishment? Sekira. So you see what? We don't make a chiluk between, even in the change of the physical body, still the Braita says that what? She's going to get the original punishment. So we have a contradiction between the two laws. I want to explain you the question just so you hear it one more time again. The Gemara thought to ask a question from Na'ara Me'orasa, the case of Zinta, to the case of Motzi Shemra. By the case of Na'ara Me'orasa, she's Zinta, that's the case of Sarha, where she mamash committed the crime. We say what? That even though she's a... she committed when she was a Na'ara, a punishment is Henek, because right now she's a Bogeret. If she wouldn't have done it when she's a Bogeret, she gets Henek. So therefore, now that you're trying as a Bogeret, she gets Henek. But you see, Motzi Shemra is not like that. Where do you see that? Because you see in a case over here that what? That a Bogeret. She was a Na'ara, she's in Ta, she became a Bogeret and got married, and still you see the punishment is Sekira. So Rava tried to say, nah, it's different because you see, there's no chiluk over between Arusa and Nisua by Motzi Shemra. That even if she's a Nisua and she would commit it now, she gets still the punishment is a. Even if she stayed in the Arah throughout, still the punishment is Sekira. So just like there's no change between Arusa and Nisua, I can tell you there's no change between Na'ara and Bogeret. So comes the question, who told you? Maybe the whole chidush in the Torah is dafka when she stays a Na'ara to Na'ara, but maybe when it's a physical change, maybe in Echanami, the physical change will necessitate she gets the punishment of now. But still you see that the Braita says she still gets Sikira even in the case where she's a Bogeret. So you see what? Even in the physical change, you go according to what it was. So how do you reconcile the Sida? So the Gemara says, you're right. The only way to reconcile it is You have to say that this mahlok, this subject of when she changes physically, does it change the status of the punishment? That's actually a mahloket tanaim, like the Gemara will now bring the raya. Now let's read it in Rashi. Let's read the Rashi going back to this whole subject. Let's read the Rashi de Hidushu. Okay, starting three lines after they get wide. The whole law of Botishma is a Hidush. That what? Velo amrina ba mishum de ishtane gufa. That's the way Hagot Abah changes it. Which is by Botzi Shemra, we say that even though she committed the crime now when she's a married, we still say what she gets sikira based on when she was a nara. We don't say that if she would have done it now she gets chenek. We always go date it back to when the sin was. Regular case of a girl, she's a na'ara, which means if a na'ara got married and now committed suit, her punishment is what? Henik. So therefore, what the ilu zanai hashta, if she committed zinut when she got married, this na'ara heniku. Even though she didn't have bi'ayah, once already she got married, her punishment turns into henik, which means the law is like this. For a lady to get sikila, you need three things. She has to be a na'ara, she has to be a betula, and she has to be not married. That's the only time a na'ara, a mu'arasa, gets sikila. But once she's married already, her punishment is henik. Good. So her punishment changes. Mashik, look at the next one. She v'ilu motzi shemra. Aleha hashta. Now when she's married, v'zanai kodem kenisa l'chupa b'skira. So you see what? That her status doesn't change, which means even though she went from engaged, now she got married, still you punish her according to the deen of when she was engaged. We want to say the same thing should be when it comes to a physical change. Then he said, just like from engaged to marriage doesn't make a difference, maybe from na'arut to bagrut doesn't make a difference. So the Gemara, who told you? Maybe the Torah's Chiddush was only said by when she was a na'ara throughout, and now you made a motishma when she's married, I'll punish her for sikira. But maybe when it's a physical change, there should be a difference. And still the Braita says, there is no difference. So you see what? That we have a contradiction. That even when she becomes a, she was a na'ara, and then she's a bogeret, still you're going to punish her for sikira. That shows her that, well, even a physical change, you punish her according to what she was. That goes against the deen of Shira. So next Rashi, v'dilma ki hadid kolomar haraya demetina mistam motzi shemra lekan rav ra'ayai lekan da'at amu de'af apit eshtane dina d'ilu zanay ashtah lo eshtane ketala de'hai d'zanay mikra mishum de'lo eshtane gufaw, which is the only reason why you're not punished, you're giving her the old punishment, she didn't change in her physical body, she was a ne'ara throughout. Good. So that's why, that's the Hiddush of the Torah, that when she doesn't change physically, she's a na'ara throughout. Now she's married and the husband claims that he was motzi shemra, or whatever it is, she's claiming that she wasn't a betula. Then I'll say what? You give her the old punishment. Who told you? Maybe when she actually had a physical change, maybe the Torah was not mechadesh in such a case that what? That you should give her the old punishment. But still you see in the Braita, but that what? You do give her the old punishment. That shows you what? That even though ishtane gufa, lo ishtane dina, which is against the deen of Shila that said what? Ishtane gufa, ye ishtane. So therefore the Gemara is back to a question. The Gemara wants to say, you're right, it's indeed a machloket tanaim, as the Gemara now is going to show the machloket tanaim. Elam Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzhak comes along and says, ishtane velo ishtane tanaim. So Gemara comes out like this. This whole subject of ishtane gufa, ishtane katala is actually a machloket amongst the tanaim. That's really the conclusion of the Gemara. It's a machloket amongst the tanaim. Some say when you ishtane gufa, the death changes, and some say no, even though ishtane gufa, lo ishtane katala. Let's see where you see this machloket. So the Gemara says, Ditnan, we have a Mishnah. We have a law like this. You have a hidyot. Hidyot's a regular guy. Regular guy commits a sin. He has to be a korban hatat. What's the sin of a regular guy? A regular guy brings a sin, either a keves or a sa'ir. Okay, whatever he wants to bring. However, let's say a person is a Nasi, is a king of Israel, or he is a Kohen Gadol, and he commits the same sin, so he has to bring a different type of Qurban. Their Qurban, as she tells us, is... Right, the Nasi brings a Sa'ir, and the Mashuach, Kohen Mashuach brings a Par. For our purpose, you have to know that a Kohen Gadol or a Nasi does not bring the same Qurban as a regular guy. So now we're going to talk about an interesting case. Let's say a guy committed a sin when he was a regular guy. But before he brought the Qurban, they nominated him to become the Nasi. Or they nominated him to become the Kohen Gadol. So now which Qurban does he bring? Is the Qurban of a Hidyot or is the Qurban of the Nasi? So the Gemara says the case here. Ditnan, Hat'u, they sinned, Ad Shelon Nitmanu, before they got appointed. They're not a regular Hidyotot. Then Nitmanu, and how they got appointed. Now as she understands, this is a case of Ishtane Gufa. When you go from a Hidyot to a Nasi, that's like a change in the Guf. That's similar to a case of a Na'ara becoming like a Bogeret. So what's the Deen? Harehen ke Hidyotot. They bring the Korban of a Hidyot. So what do you see over here? This opinion obviously is holding that even though Ishtane Gufa, lo Ishtane Dina. That even though they're changed, their law doesn't change. They bring it according to what they were at the time of the sin. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says different. Well, if they found out that they committed the sin before they were appointed, which is they sinned, they realized they sinned before they got appointed, Hayavim. Then they bring a regular Qurban of a Hidyot. Because you have the sin and the Yidi'ah of the sin, both at the time of Hidyot. Mishinitmanu, but if they found out about the sin only after they got appointed, Peturim. They're patu from anything. Because here you have a case where the yidi'ah, the sin is at one stage, and the yidi'ah, the sin is at another stage. Now the sin, let's review the Bishamon's opinion. If the yidi'ah and the chet and the yidi'ah was done when they were hijotot, that means they committed a sin when they were hijot, and they found out about the sin when they were hijot, they found out about it as well. Then the Bishamon says bring a korban as a hijot. But let's say at the time of the Hidyot stage, they didn't know that they sinned. They sinned, but it was a shogeg. They didn't realize that they committed a sin. And they didn't find out about the fact that they sinned until they became a Kohen or a Nasi. So there the Bishamon says what? You patur. Okay, why? Because for the Bishamon, technically you need the Yidi'ah and the Chet in the same Hidyot stage to bring a Qurban. So in this case, you don't bring any Qurban. So the Gemara says, oh, so the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Shimon obviously holds Ishtane Gufa Ishtane Dina. You see what? You go after now. Because bottom line, he's saying, well, you don't go after the Qurban of a Hidyot. You don't bring the Qurban of a Hidyot. So the Gemara says, wait, but you have no Raya from Rabbi Shimon. Imur Dishamina Nid Rabbi Shimon Dazil Af Patar Yidi'ah. All you see according to Rabbi Shimon is that what? That you also go after the Yidi'ah after now. Which is Rabbi Shimon, you're going after both. You're going after before, and you're going after, because you're patu from the Korban. The Azil Batar Yidi'ah velo Azil Batar Hata Misha Matle. How do you know that he only goes after the Yidi'ah, the time of now? Which is, you have no Raya for Rabbi Shimon to say, Ishtane Gufa, Ishtane Katala, that you go after. Now, if you would go after now, according to Rabbi Shimon, you'd bring a Qurban of a Kohen. You'd bring a Qurban of a Hidyot. But it doesn't say that. He goes after both. So really, you didn't bring a Mahlokat Tana'im on this subject. So the Gemara says, Mishamata imken laiti Qurban ki dehashta. If he really held that you go according to what it is now, he should bring a Qurban for what he is now, meaning Mashuach Par. If he's a Kohen Gadol, he brings a Par. Vinasi Sa'ir. So therefore, you still do not bring this Mahlokat Tana'im. I repeat again, we tried to bring a Mahlokat Tana'im over on this subject. So Tanakama is beautiful. Because Tanakama says, what? The guy committed a sin when he was in Hidyot, and then he was in the interim, before he brought the Qurban, he was elevated to a Nasi. So what does he say? You bring the Qurban according to when he was a Hidyot. Beautiful. That means what? Even though Ishtane Gufa, lo Ishtane Katala, lo Ishtane Dina. You go back to the time of the item. This is the time of the sin. Beautiful. Rabbi Shimon comes and says, no, patur. Oh, so we assume patur because you go according to to now. No, but wait, the Gemara's doing it. If you're going to go according to what it is now, so then bring a korban as a nasi. So obviously he's not holding now. This is a different law. This is another law by korban that says, according to Rabbi Shimon, that to bring a korban as a nasi, you have to have the yediyah and the het in the same stage. And since you had the het in the stage of hediyot and the yediyah in the stage of nasi, that's why you're patur. But you have no raya that Rabbi Shimon holds that you go according to now. That you see, ishtane gufa, lo ishtane dina. So we're back to the question. What is the machloket tanaim on this subject? So the Gemara answers in its final answer. Ha'amar le Rabbi Yohanan de Tana. Rabbi Yohanan told the Tana, Tini tidon biskila. Oh. Change the statement of above. Which means we till now learned you have a case of a Nara. That she committed snoot when she was a Nara. Right? And then what do we say? She gave a bogeret. So what do we say the punishment is? We said the punishment is henik. So now we're coming along and say, no, say the punishment is sikila. And therefore you're always going back. You're always going, which is banned in the case of sarha, banned in the case of motzi shemra. You always go from the time of the sin, when the sin was committed, finished. Therefore, there's no two shitot over here. You always go from the early time. Look at the Rashi. Yeah, exactly like we said. The Amai, the Gemara explains. Ne'ara ha-me'orasa amar rahmana ve'habogereti. The Gemara asks the question, what are you talking about? How could you give us sikila? Bottom line, the Torah says, who gets sikira if she's in ta? A ne'ara. Right now she is a bogeret. So the Gemara's question, how could she give her sikira? She's not a bat sikira, she's a bogeret. Amar vila amar kira, ha ne'ara shehaita kevar. When it says by the case of a ne'ara, or a she's in ta, it says ha ne'ara, the one that was a ne'ara. So therefore, even though right now she's not a ne'ara, since she committed the znut at the time of Ne'arut, that's already enough to be guilty. Even though now she's a bogeret. Oh, Amar le Rav Hanina de Vilaha. The Gemara has a question now. According to this logic, if that's so, Milka namel lilke ume'aselah namel lishlam. What do we say by the case of Motzi Shemra? By the case of Motzi Shemra, we said, no. Once she becomes a bogeret, that's it, don't pay. What do you mean? I thought you said, Hanaraz, tell me she was. It goes after the time. Everything goes after the time of when the sin was committed. So therefore, bottom line was, he was Motzi Shemra on her from the time of the Na'ara stage. And Na'ara, he should pay the 100, he should get Malkut. Be consistent. So Gemara says, so who's asking this question? Rav Hanina is telling Rav Ela'a this question, right? So what is the Vila answer back? Amar li Rahmanan Nitzlan Mehay Da'ata. Please God save me from such a question, from such da'at. Which means, obviously you ask me such a question, you don't have any understanding of what's going on over here. Save me from such lack of understanding. So the other rabbi comes back, and if Hanina comes back to the Vila and says, Adrabba, Rahmanan Nitzlan Mehay Da'ata Didach. God just save me from your thinking over there. Which means I'm asking you a good question. You're not giving me an answer. So the Gemara says, what's the real Hiluk? So Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abin Vetim Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba Zu Ma'ase HaGarmula Veze Akimat Sefatav Garmulo. Let's go according to the sin. When you're punishing the girl, you're punishing her for her deeds. When did her deeds take place? When she was an Ala. But Na'ala gets the Kila. When you're punishing the guy, the husband, who you're giving him Malkut and you're giving him the 100 payment, what are you punishing for? For his false testimony. When was his false testimony made? When she was a bogeret. So therefore, punish each one according to their sin. And the Gemara explains, Zu ma'aseh agarmula kishihi zanai na'ara zanai. She committed this when she was a na'ara. Veze akimat sefatav garmulo. And this, his lips caused them. Emat kamehayev. Ha'ishata? Ve'ishata, we'll get it, Tavai. So therefore, Gemara has a very good logic. He gave his false testimony, which is we'll get it, which is we'll get it. There's no din of me'ah, and there's no din of malkut. Good. So basically, the Gemara's conclusion, and that's the conclusion of this piece, is that that normally you will always go back to the time of the Na'ara stage. Which means, go retext Shila's original statement. Shila's statement was Sarha Ulbesof Bagra Tidon Behenik. Change that. Scratch that text. Put it Sarha Ulbesof Bagra Tidon Beskira. Because bottom line, you go it at the time of the sin. And since she committed it at the time of the sin, she was a Na'ara, that's what she committed the Znut, she gets the Sikira. Similarly, you see what? By the case of Motzi Shemra. That what? When a guy gets married, okay? And I'll tell you, she's a bogeret now. And he comes along and says, what? He comes, oh, listen, lo matzati betulin. I mean, she did something when she was a ne'ara from before. I'll come and tell you the deen is what? Sekila. And therefore, what? You see, you always go according to the time of the sin. So the Gemara says, oh, if it's always going to the time of the sin, then how come in that bright that said he doesn't pay the... And what's the proof of the Gemara? Hanara. Hanara meaning when she was a Na'ara, even though she's not a Na'ara now. So you're going on the backdating? So go backdating. How come you don't give the guy your malkut? How come you don't give the guy 100 coins as to pay? Gemara's answer to that is because, bottom line, his akimat sfataim, his sin of false claiming his wife is was now when she's a bogeret. Her bogeret is no deen. Her sin, but was when she was a Na'ara. So it was Na'ara, she's going to get sekila. That's the Gemara's back and forth. That's the shekla v'tariya. Tanu Rabbanan, we have a bright. Na'ara mu'orasa, she's in ta'a. Na'ara mu'orasa, she committed znut, soklin ota al petach petabiyah. Good, we learned that. You stone her by her father's house. Ena petach beta'av, she doesn't have a petach beta'av. She doesn't have a father that has a house, let's say. Soklin ota petach sha'ra'ir. Okay, so you take her to the gate of the city, and you slaughter by the gate of the city. You stone her by the gate of the city. Hey. And in the case where you have, let's say, a majority goyim living in the city, then you don't go to the gate of the city, because it's not your city. So then you go to the gate of the betin. Good. Similarly, we have a law. Similarly, a person that worships avodah zara. So you have to take him and stone him by the gate of the city where he worshipped Avodah Zarah, not by the gate where the Betin is, by the gate of the city of his sin. Of course, where the majority of the people living are goyim, then the deen is what? Soklino toa petach betin. Then you take him and you stone him by the petach betin. So the Gemara says, mina ane mide, which means, how do you know these laws that we just said regarding the stoning by the gates? The Tanu Rabbanan. We have a pasuk that this is talking about over here, Avodah Zarah. Okay, the pasuk is written in Devarim Yud Zayin Pasuk He. The pasuk says that when somebody commits Avodah Zarah, you'll take the guy, Asher Asu et Davar Ara Azeh El Sha'arecha, take him from his gates where he committed the sin and go stone him. So the first pasuk says, Sha'arecha. Well, Zeh Sha'ar Sha'avad Bo. Well, obviously, that's the gate where he committed the sin. Because you're taking him from where he committed the sin. Ata omer sha'ar sha'avad bo, o eno ela sha'ar shenidon bo. Or maybe it's talking about taking him from the gate where he was judged. How do you know in that pasuk that says you'll take him from the gate? Which gate are we talking about? Is it the gate of where he sinned? The gate of the city of where he sinned? Or is it the gate of the city where he was judged? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you, Ne'emar she'arecha lemata, ve'ne'emar she'arecha lema'la. We have two back-to-back pesukim that says the word she'arecha. Lema'la obviously is the earlier pasuk, and lemata is the later pasuk. Ma she'arecha amur lema'la, just like in the earlier pasuk, she'ar she'avad bo, it's got to be the gate that he the gate of the city that he worshipped, because the pasuk says you'll take him from the gate. Where is he at that point? At the time of the city, he's at the gate of his city. So just like the first she'arecha is talking about the gate of the city of where he worshipped, that says you'll stone him by the gate. Which gate is that? Shar Shabbat Bo. So therefore, we're making a Gezerah Shabbat like Sha'arecha, Sha'arecha. In the first Pasuk, it says, I'll give you the last one so you end to hear it. The Pasuk says like this, Ki Yimatzeh B'kirbecha Be'ahad Sha'arecha. You found a guy in one of your cities, one of your gates. Asher Hashem Elohecha Noten Nach Isho Isha Asher Ya'aseh Tara Be'anei Hashem Elohecha La'avod Berito. You see a guy transgressing Avodah Zarah. Now what gate is he doing that in? The gate of his city. That's where he commits the sin. So the first Sha'arecha Lemal is the gate of his city. Doesn't he commit it by the gate of his city? No?
Yes.
Where did he commit a sin? By the gate of your city. In your city. Next Pasuk. The next Pasuk, that's the Pasuk of... that's Lemala. That's the first Pasuk. That's actually Pasuk Bet. Lemata, the second Pasuk, says like this, V'otzeta et ha'ishahu, when you take the guy out, O et ha'ishahi, asher asu et ha'davar hara hazeh, el she'arecha, uskaltam ba'barim v'metu. So the Gemara says, just like the first gate is the gate of the city, so too the second gate where you're stoning him is the gate of the city where he sinned. So that's how you know you stone him by the gate of his city. Good. Now, davar acher, we have another hadush here. Sha'arecha, it says your gate, velo sha'are of the kochavim. Oh, which means if the city is majority goyim, you don't stone them by the gate because it's not considered your gate. So the Gemara says, hai sha'arecha, hai afikte, you used it already. We just do sha'arecha, sha'arecha to teach me the gate of the city of the crime. And then how could you use sha'arecha to teach me not the gate of goyim? So imken lemakra sha'ar. Because the pasuk could have just said sha'ar. My sha'arecha shma mina tarte. Okay, beautiful. So we found avodah zara ashkehan avodat kochavim. Na'ara me'orasa minalan. How do you know that a na'ara me'orasa, that what? You stone her. Well, of course, petabia. But in the case where there's no petabia, you stone her by the gate of the city of where she committed the crime. And if it's avodat kochavim, so then you do it by the betin. How do you know that law applies to na'ara me'orasa? Amar Rababu, Gemar petach mi petach, upetach mi sha'ar, v'sha'ar mishaarecha. Oh, let's go slow. By the case of na'ara me'orasa, where you're stoning her, it does not say the word sha'arecha. It says the word petach. Okay, good. So watch what I'm going to do now. I found by the Mishkan, a totally different place. It says the word petach. It says by Mishkan, petach sha'ar ehaser. Oh, so I see a place that says petach by na'ara me'orasa, and I see a place that says petach by Mishkan. And by Mishkan it says the word sha'ar. So therefore, just like by the Mishkan it says petach sha'ar, I'll come along and apply the sha'ar by na'ara me'orasa. If it says by na'ara me'orasa, petach sha'ar. Oh, once already I have sha'ar by na'ara me'orasa, sha'ar sha'arecha. I'll go from sha'ar by na'ara me'orasa to the avodah zarah, which says sha'arecha, and they will teach me what? Whatever the laws of avodah zarah is, but it's the gate of the city of the... where she committed the sin, and if there's no gate, meaning it's avodah zarah, then it's rubam of the kharim, you do it by the sha'ar betin. So you got the derasha, it's petach from petach, petach mishar, and sha'ar mishaarecha. Okay, next thing. Tanu rabbanan. We have a braita. Hamotzi shem ra. Okay, regular case of motzi shem ra. Get the case of motzi shem ra clear again, boys. That's a guy who gets married. He comes along and says, well, I didn't find my wife. She's not a betula. And then he's disproven. Okay? There's different ways. We're going to see on tomorrow's daf exactly what's the case of motzi shem ra exactly. How did he... what was his claim and how was he disproven exactly? How can he be disproven? But we'll see in the Gemara. But let's take it for a simple case. He's claiming she wasn't a bitula and then they disproved him. So he gets punished. Loke, he gets malkut. Venoten me'asela. And he's got to pay 100 for disparaging the girl. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkot loke mikol makom. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he always is going to get Malkut. However, Me'as Sela, the 100, Ba'al noten. Lo ba'al eno noten. Rabbi Yehuda makes a hiluk. Did he have relations with her or not? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if he had relations, ba'al, and then he was a motzi shem ra'ana, he got to pay the 100. Lo ba'al, if he did not have bi'ah, he doesn't pay the 100, which is mashma. Tana kamaz holds what? Ben ba'al, ben lo ba'al, if he's a motzi shem ra'ana, you pay, and you get malkut. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he makes a hiluk. He says, no, the whole law of motzi shem ra'ana was only said by what? By Baal. So in the case of Baal, then you paid 100. But lo Baal, then already the only punishment, there's no Motzi Shem Ra'ah, lo Baal. But you'll get Malkut. And why are we going to get Malkut? Because that's a different law. The Torah says, lo telech rachil. Torah says, you're not allowed to be a slanderer. It's a different law ta'aseh. When this guy over here, Stam, is being a rochel, he's being a slanderer on this girl over here, so you're going to get Malkut. Are you going to ask me, but it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh? It's so just a word. You don't get malkut for a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda says that on a lav she'en bo ma'aseh, you do get malkut. Yeah. So let's review this machloket. Very important machloket. Tana Kama says the law of motzi shem ra'ah was said ben ba'al ben lo ba'al. Whether he had relations with his wife or not, and then he's motzi shem ra'ah, he gets malkut. Why? Because the Torah says hidush. A motzi shem ra'ah gets malkut, and what he also has to paid 100 coins. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. The law of Motzi Shem Ra'ah was only said in the case of Baal. And therefore, Baal, of course, you'll get Malkut and you'll pay the 100. Lo Baal, no 100, because there's no Motzi Shem Ra'ah in that case. But what? You'll get Malkut for what? For the Lashon Hara. For the Rechilut. Ay Rechilut is a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda Lashitato, Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, no Kin Alav. So now the Gemara says, these two rabbis, Tana Kama and Rabbi Yehuda, Bifnukta, they're arguing a similar argument to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbanan. We're going to see the machloket of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov and Rabbanan on the next daf. But let's see what the Gemara says now. V'haki kamar, this is the way the Braita learns. Hamotzi shem loke venoten me'asela. Ben ba'al, ben shelo ba'al k'rabanan. Right, the first shita of the Braita, when it says that a person is motzi shem ra, you get loke and you mishalem, ben ba'al, ben lo ba'al. That's following the rabbi's opinion, which we're going to see later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lilkot loke mikol makom. Malkut you're always going to get. Me'asela ba'al noten. Lo ba'al eno noten. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, beautiful, which at this point we understand Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says what? That the law of Motzi Shem Ra'ah was only said when? In the case of Baal. So in the case of Baal, you're going to pay the 100 and you're going to get Malkut. Without Baal, there's no 100 because the law of Motzi Shem Ra'ah was not said, but you're still going to get Malkut for the Lo Telech Rachil aspect. And you have to say Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov must hold that what? Even though it's a Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, Lav She'en Bo Ma'aseh, Lokin Alav. That's the first version. I repeat. Braita, read Braita again. Tanu Rabbanan. Motzi Shemra loke venoten me'asela. At this point, the Gemara is understanding when it says loke venoten me'asela, ben ba'al ben shelo ba'al. Whether he had bi'ah or no bi'ah, the Motzi Shemra applies, and therefore he always has to get Malkut, and he always pays the 100. That's the rabbi's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda comes along and says, no. Loke, you're always going to get. But Baal, you paid 100. That's what Motzi Shem Ra'ah was said. And Eno, no Baal, no 100. That's going to go like to be the Ezra Yaakov's opinion. That's going to say what? That the law only applies by Baal. And then we have two Shitot in the Braita. You have Rabbanan Shita and Ezra Yaakov Shita.
How can he say anything if he
gets asleep? Gemara's question is going to come up on the next daf. Ika de Amri, fair question. Ika de Amri, we have another version. Kula Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I can say this whole Braita is all Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. How? V'achi kamar. Hamotzi shem ra loke venoten me'asela. Vehu shebaal. Which means, the first version of the now we learn this Braita like this. When it said loke meshalem, I'll say it's only in the case of Baal. So even in the first opinion is dafka according to Rabbi Eliezer Yaakov. And what's the logic? The logic will tell you like this. that when do you get loke o mishalem davka ba'al? Because the law of Motzi Shemra was only said by Baal. Aye, and if there was no bi'ah, so according to the Bi'l Ezra Yaakov in this version, you're not going to get not Malkut and not Me'ah. Well, not Me'ah because it's not Motzi Shemra. And not Malkut because this version is going to hold the Bi'l Ezra Yaakov says, you don't get Malkut for a lav she'en bo ma'aseh. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lilkot Loke Mikol Makom. And Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, no. I agree with you that the law of Motzi Shemra was only said by Bi'ah, but Malkut you're always going to get regardless for the law Telech Dachil. So the only difference between the two versions is in the first version, the way we're learning, where only Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says what? That you're always going to get the Malkut because of Lo Telech Dachil. In the second version, we're saying no. Rabbi Eliezer said that the law of Motzi Shemra was only said by Baal, and that's the only time you pay 100 and get Malkut. If there was no Bi'ah, you get nothing, not even Malkut, because he doesn't go with the Slot Terech Achik, because it's Lav She'im Bo Ma'aseh. And then Rabbi Yehuda, the second version comes on and says, no, Lil Kosh you always get, because you also Terech Achik, and Lav She'im Bo Ma'aseh, you get Malkut. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen.